Power to the pretty kitty. Tessa says that if I write another tractor blog, she's going to cut me off. I think she meant from sex. Being a gracious lover, however, she added the proviso, unless it involves zombies. Of course, that saved my life, because one of my favorite movies as a kid back in the 70s was a movie called Killdozer. This Caterpillar D9 digs up some weird-ass meteorite and stops running. The operator goes to have a beer or something. When he comes back to start it, the dozer comes to life and starts killing guys in the most disgusting manner possible. For a tractor. The first guy to get killed is the driver. How does a dozer kill its own driver? Simple. Scare the shit out of him. First thing the driver does is jump off and fall down. Then, like any self-respecting murderous tractor would do, old Killdozer just swings left and runs over the poor fucker. These guys are all kind of hunky 70s types. It has guys like Robert Urich from Spencer for Hire, who made my first wife melt any time he came on the screen. All big, handsome sons of bitches. They all look so much alike that they're pretty much the hard hat guy in The Village People. Trouble with good-looking construction workers is that they are not very bright. They have no business touching powerful equipment and should be made superintendents. I remember one genius who crawls into a thin metal pipe to hide from Killdozer, but Killdozer isn't a fool. It just drives right over the pipe. Awesomely cool to a 10-year-old. Some guy actually made a clip from the movie and put it on YouTube. I don't want to be accused of making this up. Some quick thinker on YouTube commented, wouldn't it eventually run out of gas? And the answer is, of course not. It's cat diesel power. And it is through that weakest of segues that I will now introduce my next installment of the Cat Pussy Power logo. This logo makes almost no sense to anyone but me. I suspect that some people have moral objections that forestall their understanding. I understand. It's okay. Sometimes I feel like Lord Byron when Englishmen went apeshit on him for writing about pussy. He said, "The cunt is so much stronger than the cunt nowadays that the benefit of experience in a man who had well weighed the worth of both monosyllables must be lost to despairing posterity." It's my favorite passage from the entire 19th century, barely edging out the Gettysburg Address. And it's just as relevant now as then. Anyway, Killdozer. A bunch of piece-of-ass, dumb-as-shit construction workers against a zombie tractor. I don't even remember who wins. Probably the humans.